KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear now and 52 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, last night was the last ride for Cass County K-9 Mufasa, who has retired from service. Mufasa had several large narcotic seizures and criminal apprehensions. His handler and partner, Deputy Tyler Shields, says Mufasa was an amazing young dog when we got him, full of energy, and he still is. Shields said also this dog is as tough as nails, yet social as could be. Deputy Shields and his family have kept him as part of their family and will continue to do so. His job now is to relax, run the farm, and keep watch over the ones he loves. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Monday said two search warrants were executed Sunday afternoon at 901 West Tarkio Street in Clarinda. During the investigation, police seized about 40 grams of methamphetamine and several thousand dollars of cash. Taken into custody was 35-year-old Lacey Joe Smalley and 30-year-old Vanessa Renee Jones, both of Clarinda, along with 28-year-old Thomas Jeffrey Engstrand of Brattyville. All three were charged with possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, gathering where illegal drugs are sold and used, and failure to affix drug tax stamps. They were being held in the Page County Jail on bond. Reports concerning the incident have been submitted to the Office of the Page County Attorney for review and the filing of formal charges. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a large amount of meth was seized following a traffic stop last Thursday on Interstate 80 in Cass County near the 70-mile marker. The Cass County K-9 was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics within the vehicle. And upon further investigation, 40 pounds of meth was found inside the vehicle. The driver, 26-year-old Raimundo Yanez Pacheco of Laguna Hills, California, was taken into custody and released to drug enforcement officials. Separately, 37-year-old Christina Marie Namani of Harlan was arrested Thursday in Cass County on a charge of providing false ID to law enforcement. Namani was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. And on April the 8th, Cass County deputies arrested 48-year-old Matthew Clay Mitchell of Anita on a charge of disorderly conduct. Mitchell was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance as well. Sheriff's officials in Page County on Saturday arrested 29-year-old Samantha Danielle Hall of Coyne on a Page County warrant for forgery. Hall was arrested at her residence, and she was transported to the Page County Jail and was unable to post a $5,000 bond. Hall remained in the Page County Jail on bond pending further court appearances. Last Friday, Page County deputies arrested Gary Lynn Runyon Jr. of Coyne following a traffic stop in Coyne. Runyon was taken into custody for driving while license barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was brought to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Well, just when it appears the floodwaters were receding in parts of southwest Iowa's Fremont County, the saturation returned over the weekend. Fremont County Emergency Management Director Mike Rosilius said Monday that the water had crept back over the roads in Percival area into the parking lots at a truck stop at the exit off of Interstate 29 is back underwater.
Everyone's looking forward to these warmer temperatures. On the other side of that, these warmer temperatures means all that snow that those folks north of us got last week is going to be melting, and that comes into the river below Gavin's Point.
The Gavin's Point Dam on the Missouri River is located in South Dakota. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineer officials announced over the weekend it had awarded the contract for repairs to the levee closest to Percival. Gracilia said it could be some time before those repairs take place, however. Meanwhile, Corps officials continue to work with city crews in Hamburg to fortify the levee southwest of Hamburg that breached last month. Gracilia says roughly 2 feet of water is still covering the southern end of the community. Meanwhile, piles of flood-damaged materials discarded from homes have been placed curbside by local residents.
Nothing in there is really worth saving in most cases. And so they've been doing a lot of tearing out, and DOT is providing 8 trucks and 3 grapples down there starting today to pick up all the debris that the folks have been dragging out to the edge of the street and segregating it by the EPA requirements.
Due to the ongoing flooding conditions, the evacuation orders already in place in Fremont County will remain in place.
We don't want somebody being out there and then getting stranded and needing medical attention, or the house catches fire and emergency services can't get to them in any way, shape, or form. And the only way then would be to try and get a boat out there to go out and get them. And we're really not equipped to do that kind of stuff here.
Grisilius said flood damaged roads remained closed in the county. He said, despite that, some vehicles, including trucks, are still ignoring the road closed barriers.
three of them decided to go across Highway 2 and try to get to Nebraska City yesterday. They have Jersey barriers on the Nebraska City side, so all three of them had to back their way back down the bridge, and one of the Fremont County deputies was sitting there waiting for them when they came back through the water.
The ticket for failing to obey a road closed sign is a $195 fine when court fees are assessed. In the funeral announcements, Timothy Toole, age 60, of Shelby, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Timothy Toole will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Harold Haig, age 88, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Harold Haig will be today at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Brill, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Robert Brill will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. William Bill Hartranft, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Hartranft will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Jack Larson, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Larson will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Arlene Esther Davis, age 94, of Omaha, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Arlene Davis will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Roger Lauer, age 55, of Orient, died Friday. A celebration of life services for Roger Lauer will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.